Hello. Hi. Good morning. Good
Hi.
afternoon. So, welcome back to our podcast, our little podcast that we do on the side of everything.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how the upload schedule is now going to be since, surprise, surprise, everybody, I am moving, surprisingly, already this weekend. Everything developed extremely fast. I will not go into any depth on the situation now, maybe in the future, but right now, the only thing I know is I'm moving this weekend. So I don't know what it's gonna be with the upload schedule, because I'm bringing my setup except for the laptop. It is not my laptop, it's my dad's. So it is staying here, and I'm moving like an hour and a half away from this place I'm currently at. So today we don't have like Reddit stories. We don't have like I personally don't have any internet materials because I just got from work and I haven't gotten anything ready. But we are doing a theme today. And the theme is backyard adventures. Oh boy, it's gonna be a doozy. So, yeah, before we do that, let's talk a bit. How has been your day, Marsh? How have you been?
I've slept for most of the day.
Oh.
On Wednesdays, today's a Wednesday, while we are recording, I usually have a call with my therapist, so I called her, had a little chit chat, and then I went to take a nap, and I woke up like 5 minutes ago.
I wish I could do that, but no, I had work today. Anyway, that reminds me, how is your work? Did you do the shit you needed to do?
Oh my God. The work keeps fucking me over. They're just like, oh yeah, we don't have a schedule already. Call again this and this day.
Jesus Christ. Sounds annoying.
It is. I just want to get the details on my job. Like, bro, what the fuck?
I mean, yeah, I only got my details and when I'm gonna work, like a day before I did start, so. But surprisingly, everybody there has been so nice to me. Everybody's been nice to me. The job is actually easier than my previous summer job. So. And they pay me minimum wage, which is more than
Nice.
I can say for the previous one.
Same.
Cause like now I get paid minimum wage. Last year, at my first job, I got paid like above minimum wage. Then I left that job for another job. I didn't know anything about that job until I signed the contract. And in that contract, I got paid below minimum wage, which is sort of illegal, but I didn't report them.
How
Stupid me.
dare?
Like, how dare, yeah. I'm not gonna name drop them yet. But if I get salty someday, I might. Anyways, yes. So yes, backyards. Backyards, from like what I remember, are more known as these like places for adventure, like an imagination to a child. And I've had some pretty fun adventures in my backyard. And not just in my backyard, like I've had adventures in the school's backyard or front yard, whatever you call it. I've had fun in my neighbor's backyards. I've had fun in your backyard too. Your birthday, yeah. My grandma's backyard. Yeah, and yeah. Oh my God, I'm moving. I'm gonna be able
No.
to host more parties
Fuck yeah.
and actually stay over at sleepovers and parties.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
that's the good side of this. But yes, so backyards. What do you like associate backyards with?
The backyards are just like such a huge part of my childhood. Like, growing up every day, I would either play in like my backyard or my neighbor's backyard. It's just like, it's a staple.
Yeah, I get you. I remember my grandma, she used to have this farm field, something like that, and it was like a few kilometers away from the city I'm moving to. And like, I used to go there, and it was such a magical place. Oh my God. It had such a huge backyard. It had also like a pond very nearby where there were ducks there too, and sometimes even swans. Like I saw swan. There were swans like that one time, and then there was. She also had like my grandma in her backyard, in like the field backyard. She had these huge ass rocks that we were allowed to climb on. They were huge. They were as huge as like a half of my room right now.
Oh my God.
They were huge, and we would play like on them. We would like play house. Funny enough, we would play wizards. We would play King of the Hill. Kind of thinking about it back, that seemed dangerous. Anyways, but yeah, backyards are fun.
I
So
know.
I guess I'll start with a little personal story with a
Okay.
backyard. So I'm gonna continue talking about my grandma's backyard.
Pop-off
So,
king.
this was like summer of 2015, 2014, I think. It was years ago, almost about 9 years ago. We were my grandma's farm, like it was more of a farm. Grandma's farm backyard. There were chickens around, ducks. Like she had this whole ass farm. She had chickens, ducks, ducklings, chicks, and like it was so much fun because the chickens, once we like sat still for like 5 minutes, they would just like come up to us and like start like pecking us. Literally started pecking us.
Cute.
So this occasion I'm going to talk about is like the title would be Wizards of Rocks. Okay. Let that set in. So one day, like it was me, my younger sister, my older sister, and my cousin. So we were like just like playing around, messing around, playing, what was it? Tennis, playing like all bunch of shit, playing catch and playing hide and seek and all. And then Grandma comes out, and she has like these grandma-esque like shawls, I would call them, and they were so like light, and they were made of like cheap silk, and they were light. And it was a bit windy. Like they flew, they like fluttered beautifully in the wind. So guess what we did? We tied them up around our necks as like capes, and like we were superheroes. We were wizards. I was the Wizard of Rocks. My younger sister, I think she was the Wizard of Grass. My older sister was Wizard of the Forest, and my cousin was the Wizard of the Air, I think. Something like that. Or like my older sister was the Great Sorcerer. I do not remember anymore. It was a long time ago. And like we would like play around like in this imaginary world where we would like slay.
Slay.
We would like slay dragons, slay birds, like all this type of shit, shenanigans. And like we took that role playing up on the rocks. Like my grandma w was warning us to like not do to not roughhouse on the rocks because we could fall and like injure ourselves pretty bad. Because it those rocks were like on like a hilltop, and like the smaller ones were a bit loose. like they were mostly huge rocks. There were also smaller ones that were like a bit loose. Surprisingly, nobody ever fell down those rocks. Like, Nobody in our family fell down those rocks. And, like, we were playing Wizards and all, and suddenly, my cousin had this bright idea of trying to teach the chickens to fly.
No! No!
So, guess what we did? We took... We got the chickens were running away from us. Like, we got chickens. And we threw them off the rock.
What?
None of them got hurt. Because they were fluttering down. They didn't flew, they fluttered down. Like, they didn't fall, but they fluttered down.
Yeah. Oh my Jesus Christ.
But there was chickens. Like, later that summer... They were fucking flying on the roof of the houses.
Oh my god.
Like, they actually learned to, like, fly a bit.
Is your cousin, yes, Dr. Doolittle? What the fuck?
I don't know if she is Dr. Doolittle.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that is my story of my... Like, I've had very similar adventures in the backyard, but that's just one of them.
Oh.
Do you have anything...
Oh, of course I do. I didn't come empty-handed. So, playgrounds are a source of nostalgia for me. For an example, like, my first fist fight happened in my cousin's backyard. Let me explain. my cousins, that I used to visit a lot, they lived in this, like, apartment building, and they had, like, this backyard / playground where all the kids could, like, go and play. And we would go there, like, all the time. And one time, me and one of my cousins were just sitting watching my youngest cousin just goof around on the equipment, and, all of a sudden, these, like, two asshole dudes just, like, go up, like, near us, and they start playing football and being, like, really obnoxious. So, like, I didn't want my little cousin to get hurt, so I was like, hey, watch it. They didn't listen. Of course they didn't.
Of course. It's
and
men. I mean, men. Boys. Not men.
Boys. Boys.
Men and boys. Completely different breeds. Like,
exactly.
Men and boys. Like,
oh my god. Yeah, those were little boys.
Of course.
So they continue to be, like, little boy assholes, and they were roughhousing so much that one of them, like, kicked the ball, and it started flying in my direction, and if I hadn't, like, put my hand out in front of my face, it would have hit me in the face. And he, like, fucking kicked that ball pretty violently. It was, like, a kind of a shock. So, me being tired of these little boys, who were my age at the time, so it's fine.
When was this?
Oh, this was, like, years ago.
Oh,
I think I, at the time, I think I had just finished fourth grade.
Oh, yeah.
It's a while ago, dude. Oh, my god. So, I walk up to the dude who, kicked the ball in my face. And since I was a basketball player at the time... I violently threw the ball in his face.
Good job. Proud.
Thank you.
Proud.
And that escalated into a fist fight. And I won.
Of course you did. Fly bestie.
No, because as a kid, I was pretty tall. Like, all the dudes were shorter than me, so I had a clear advantage.
But now everybody's giant. Even for me. Even for me. Like, everybody's even giant for me.
Shut the fuck up, you're taller than me.
I am taller. Like, I'm average height, and everybody is fucking humongous.
No, because we're both average height, but everyone is so goddamn tall.
Like, what the fuck?
That's why I cherish... That's why I cherish my short friends.
Oh, that's why I bully my short friends. One of them is a you-know-who.
Yeah, I know hair. Who.
Like, yeah.
She bullies me for my height, so I bully her for her height, so...
Yeah. There's also another friend that I bullied for being short.
Oh my god.
Certain Rin.
Rin isn't even that short.
He isn't... He's 20. For his age, he's short. Yeah, but... I funny bully him for being short. And then he said, like, stop, that's not funny enough. And I'm like, fine.
Oh my god.
Because I like the friendly bully short people.
Oh my god.
But yeah, continue.
I mean, that was the end of my fistfight story. I have a couple of more. Do you have a couple of more?
I do have a couple of more. Like, I think let's tell, like, two stories for this theme, and let's, like, move to a similar theme, but, like, different. Similar, but different. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell two more stories, and you can tell two more stories.
Alright.
This story, what I'm about to tell you, it happened, like, I'd say 2016. I feel like a lot happened in 2016. But yeah, it happened,
that feels like yesterday.
It feels like another lifetime, literally.
Really? It feels like yesterday for me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
2016, I can barely remember it, but a lot
happened. I feel like 2016 was like just here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
I mean, yeah, 2016. I mean, for me, 2017 was just here, but 2022 was like ages ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? what is up with that? Anyway, so yeah. My story. I'll call it the the backyard tires. It's not really dramatic. I'm gonna tell you just some adventures I've had there. So this is not my backyard. This is my neighbor's backyard. Like, my neighbor, like, she is like a grandma, and she has two grandchildren who are my friends. And like, we used to like hang out in that place in like 2016. Like, they had like these tires like dug in the ground, and you can like step on them to like have fun, like to bounce a bit on them to like not really parkour, but like, you know, move around on those tires. And like, those tires were troublesome because I fell off them like 5 times in 2016 in like what, a week?
Oh my God.
I do not remember. So it happened in my neighbor's backyard. There was me, my younger sister, grandson one, granddaughter, two other neighbors, and another granddaughter. We were like a ton of people there. Like, we were a bunch of children there. Like, we were playing, John did that to me, we were playing ninjas. Because at the time, we were all in our Ninjago phase. Like a Ninjago.
Same! Who was your favorite?
Nia.
Oh my god, she slayed.
She slayed, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Oh my god.
Who was yours?
We're like Kai.
Of course. Have you seen the fan art?
Fuck you! Oh, I've seen the fan art!
I've seen every oh fucking thing. Don't even get me started.
Like, that's how I found out about homosexuality.
Same. Okay, so we were playing ninjas. I mean, we were like, it wasn't necessarily dark, but it was like in the twilight. Like, it was twilighting. Like, it was between sunset and like nighttime. Oh, I'd say that, like twilight. And we were just like playing ninjas. We were like, sprinting around, like, for these moments and moments. And we were just like zooming across the backyard. They didn't have a huge backyard. They have like half as big as ours. We were like zoom in, like whoosh there, whoosh there. And then there's me. I was whooshing around. I fucking tripped and fell on my face on those stupid fucking tires.
Oh my god.
Like, those tires are so troublesome. Like, I stood up. Guess what? I got dirt in my eyes and I injured my cheek. I don't know, the scar is, there isn't a scar there. It was bad. Like, I think I might have almost hit, like, the long glass. Like, because their backyard had small pieces of shattered glass. And, like, I think I almost fell on glass. Luckily, I didn't. But still, those tires. I have another.
Oh my god. Like,
another time, they installed, like, these homemade swings by those tires.
Oh my god.
And I was swinging and swinging. And, like, I wanted to jump off and, like, jump on the tires. Because, of course, my child brain was like, you can do it. And you're gonna bounce from those tires so high. I jumped off. Jumped on those tires. Guess what happened? I fucking twisted my ankle.
Oh my god.
Troublesome.
Damn, those fucking tires, dude.
Those fucking tires. Okay. Yeah, that is that tire story. Tires.
Oh my god.
And they were just like rubber tires. Not even full. Like, just like the rubber outsides of tires.
Oh. You know, those tires, dude.
I never got my revenge.
Someday.
Already planning.
Hell yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a story that's like semi-connected to your tire shenanigans. Let's see. Okay. Got it. So, this was not in my backyard. This was in my neighbor's backyard as well.
Of course. Neighbors. It's always the neighbors.
It's always the neighbors. And for this specific neighbor, it was always their backyard because their backyard had a trampoline.
Of course. Oh my god, you just reminded me of another story. Oh my. But yeah, continue. Continue.
So, as kids, we would play on that trampoline all the time. We would literally do everything on that fucking trampoline. Play dodgeball, jump around, play like with like frisbee and stuff. Like, we would do everything, like role play, everything. And on multiple occasions, someone got hurt.
Of course, it's a fucking trampoline.
Trampoline, but this trampoline had like a net around it, so you couldn't just go like flying out.
I'm gonna tell you the story. I'm gonna tell the story next, but continue. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Kids, when we got older and we got stupider, we were like, oh my god, wouldn't it be so cool if we made one of us jump so high that we went over the net? We never accomplished that.
Thank God somebody would have broken a neck. Somebody would have been dead.
For real, yeah. But we one time we were like all on the trampoline. One of my other neighbors had a couple of guests over, so like those guests who were kids were also on the trampoline. And we were having like a grand old time. And all of a sudden, I hear this ear-piercing scream. And I was like, oh god, what happened? Turns out... Exactly, that's what I thought. It turns out that one of the neighbors who had, like, the guests over, she, like, landed very awkwardly on the edge of the trampoline, and she needed to get stitches in her neck.
Neck?
In her neck.
So somebody almost died.
Yeah, somebody almost died, and we still continued to be on that fucking trampoline.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I know, right? Oh, it's always the trampolines.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you this, and that you're gonna think the same exact thing. So,
oh, hell yeah.
My story. Again, a neighbor's backyard. Not the same neighbor, different neighbor. A bit more down the street. They also had a trampoline, also with a net around it. So one day, me and the neighbor and my little sister, like, me and my little sister, we did everything with the neighbors. Like, if I went to neighbor's kids, so would my sister come with me. We were, like, that pair, that sibling pair.
And,
like, we were, like, we went to one of the neighbor kids' backyard. We were playing, we were like jumping around in the trampoline. And our favorite activity at that time, like this was years ago by the way, like we would put a ball in the trampoline and we would play dodge the ball.
We like, would do that as well.
It's actually so much fucking fun. Like, oh my fucking god, it was so fun. And like we would play that. And like one time my younger sister and a neighbor, that guy, I had a crush on him, actually. I mean, he's handsome, but he's straight as fuck, and he's an asshole now. I know. Like, he is... Okay, I'm gonna cut this out. He is Adolfo Lemony.
No! Mm-hmm.
In that attitude, yeah.
Oh my god. Anyways...
So, where was I? Oh, yes. So, they went inside, I think, to, like, get, like, a drink or something. And, like, his parents were outside. Also, his grandmother. Like, they were just stalking around. And I kept jumping in the trampoline with the ball, like, playing dodge. Essentially, dodgeball. Literally,
hell
dodgeball.
Yeah.
And, like, I tripped off. Like, the ball dodged me, but I tripped over it. I did, like, a front flip forward into the net. The net broke. I fell out of the trampoline. Like, I fell on my neck. Guess who's here? Didn't need any stitches, no nothing.
Oh my god, my neighbor could never.
Yeah, that's that trampoline story. Like, every time trampoline... Like, I had this other friend, like... Not my friend, more like my classmate. Like, yeah. And he also had a trampoline in his backyard. And every time I even stepped on that trampoline, I somehow injured myself. Like, I injured my foot. Like, I twisted my ankle.
Always
the trampoline.
Oh my
like,
god.
I almost always twisted my ankle. To the point where now now I'm afraid to even go on trampolines, any type of trampolines, because I have fear that that might happen. And then one time, like, this was, like, ages ago as well, like, 2017, this was, like, I don't remember the place anymore. Me and this one guy, we were, like, bouncing on a trampoline on, like, pretty, like, warm and, like, dry day. We were getting, you know, charged up, like, kinetic electricity. Like
kinetic energy, honey.
Electricity, actually. We touched. It sent a spark.
No!
It sent a spark flying. It hurt so fucking much. But it sent, like, we saw a fucking spark. Like, and we did that repeatedly. And every time the spark grew, like, once, and we almost, like, set the trampoline on fire because of that. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Oh, and I have crush on that guy.
And that one guy. So there was sparks flying, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he still follows me on Instagram, and I still follow him on Instagram too. And he looks jacked now. I haven't talked to him in years, but like, yeah, that's on that. Like, I do like him.
Oh.
I mean, but he is like, what? More like 4 or 5 years older than me.
Oh, God. I thought you were gonna say 6 years younger than you. Jesus Christ.
Hell no.
Oh my God.
I don't go for younger guys. I only go for older. My age or older. If anybody's listening, yeah. My age or older. I'm 16. My age or older.
If anyone here is listening, I go for anyone but around my age.
But yeah, that's the trampoline. Jesus fucking Christ. I have another story. Do you have a story?
You can go.
Alright, so this story, this doesn't involve a trampoline. This, I'm gonna call it Sugar Bees.
Ooh.
That's a title. I'm gonna call the story Sugar Bees. So this was, like, what, 2012? We just moved to the city. I'd rather not name it to not dox us.
True.
Yeah, we just moved here, and we, my parents had, like, beehives, and, like, many, we had, like, 5 beehives, and, like, we would get honey every year. We would, like, spin and get honey, and, like, it was good honey. I really like honey. And then one year, we just, like, it was just, it was, like, in the middle of strawberry season. So, of course, we had, like, we had a full garden of strawberries, and we had buckets full of strawberries. I was inside with my sister. We were eating strawberries with sugar. The best fucking combination.
The best!
The best. Strawberries and sugar. It's, like, the same as blueberries, milk, and sugar.
Milk! Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Oh my god, yes. Yes.
I
feel like that is such a Latvian thing. No one from anywhere else is gonna know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, it's like strawberries with sugar and blueberries with milk and sugar.
Exactly. Oh my god. Changes your life.
Exactly. Like, it's a fucking experience. Like, I was eating that. Like, we, dad was setting up a new hive. Like, and we went outside to see it. One of those bees, like, I was, like, very, like, strawberry, but very sticky. Like, I had sugar all over my mouth and strawberry juice all over my hands and everything. A bee was, like, starting to, like, get attracted to me because, like, sweets. Like, bees are attracted to sweets, like, sweet juice and everything. I was, like, swashing it away. Like, I was, like, what, 7 or 8. I was, like, swashing it away, and I started running. The bee landed on my arm, and, like, I don't know what it did. I just, like, started sprinting. Like, I was slow as a child. I was, like, half as high as Rin is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I think that's about, like, what, 3-4 meters? Like, I was just, like, running. I was slow.
Meters?
I was
running.
Excuse me. I was like, what? 120?
Yeah.
120 centimeters. We're not saying feet. We are European. We do not fall for the imperial system. We won't conform. We have the metric system. We're sticking to it. It's easier.
Like, exactly.
I was like 120. I was like 120 centimeters. Like 120 meters.
Tiny.
1.8. I was tiny, yeah. And I was, like, running, like, the bee landed on my arm, and I started crying and yelling, and, like, I started running. But dad back then, he was actually nice. He came to my rescue, and he came, like, he came, ran to me, and, like, he, like, licked the bee off. And didn't bite him or me. I still say this, that I haven't been bitten by a bee.
Really?
Or a wasp, or a bumblebee.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't bitten by anything.
Damn.
And even by a tick. I only got a tick once in my lifetime, and that was when I was, like, 3 or 4. And I don't even remember it. My mom says I got one. Like, my mom isn't sure if I got one. She just knows that I might have had one, because there was this spot on my leg where I had, like, scratched a hole in my leg. And I think, she thinks, like, there was a tick there. Like, I scratched the tick off, like, with the entire hole, because it was itching it. And no blood actually came out. But yeah. Like, that's my tick story. And, like, the tick wasn't found ever again. And I haven't had a tick then. A tick has climbed on my arms, like, on the regular, but none ever bit me, so.
I've been stung by wasps plenty of times, but I haven't had, like, a tick. I have such a funny wasp story. It's actually hilarious now that I look back on it.
Okay,
it's so fucking funny.
I guess it's time to move on to the next theme, which is, look, I would call it, like, outdoor experiences. That includes,
yeah,
like, experiences with animals, bugs, like, and wildlife, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, you go. You have that story I want to hear.
Yes, so my neighbor, without the trampoline, had this, like, kiddie pool in her backyard. And in the kiddie pool, I was like, it was common to just, like, walk around all the houses since we could. Like, the kids were, like, always walking around, like, each other's backyards.
It's very common, yeah.
It's so
even
common.
Even here. It's very common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even have any, like, mass murderers or sex offenders in our country. Like, we have nothing of sorts. Like,
yeah,
here, there's no mass murders. Like, I think there was one mass shooting. That was in, like, 1980s or something. Like,
yeah,
there hasn't been in this, like, in the last, like, 30, 40 years. In this country, there hasn't been a mass shooting. Okay, continue.
So they had... It's okay. But yeah, we're just explaining.
Yeah.
And in this kiddie pool, I was, like, walking past it, and I saw that there was a wasp drowning in the kiddie pool. But at the time, I didn't know it was a wasp. I was so little. I thought it was a bee. So I was like, oh my god, I don't want this poor bee to drown! So I found a stick, and I fished it out. I laid it on the grass next to the kiddie pool, and I went on my merry way. I did a little loop around and got to the same kiddie pool spot, and I accidentally stepped on the wasp. And I was like, oh, what? So I ran home. Only my brother was home, and me and my brother growing up, we were like assholes to each other. So he was like, walk it off. Love you, bro. But I was like, fine, I'll take your advice, I'll walk it off. So I continued walking. I did another loop around, and when I got to that neighbor's backyard, I stepped on the same wasp yet again, on the same foot.
No. Jesus. You poor thing.
Yeah.
God. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, my story now. I'm gonna call it Sisters of Bolivian.
Damn.
Or maybe, like, fool me, like, it's in the length of fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the length of that, I'd say. So, me and my fam, back when they were Yeah, they were, you know, white, like back then. I'm not gonna explain any details, not right now. We were on like a family vacation to like a coastal city, like a bit after the capital, like a bit after Riga, like, and we were there, we were like, this was like a camping, like camping reserve. There were like the, there was this like property, and on that property there were these like tiny houses to live in, like tiny like cabins to live in, and it was actually very cozy. And like my dad built some of those houses for that camping site, so we got to test out those new houses. They were very comfy. I very much liked this. Like, there were also a lot of blueberry bushes around that place. Blueberry bushes, forest strawberries, like, living the dream.
Wait. Was it in a forest?
Like, the camping space, yeah, it was, like, in a forest-y place.
Was there a beach next to it?
Yes.
I've been there! Oh, I was close. I was, like, 20 minutes away. It's, like, this one, like, village. But it's, like, in a forest. Next to the beach. Mm-hmm. One of my mom's... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, so we were, like, in this, like, forest place. Like, there are, like, what do you call it?
5 minutes later.
Oh, Hornet! Yes, one of those. And, like, this particular one. I hate European Hornet. Like, we have those. They are absolutely worst. Two stings from it and you die. Like, it's absolute deadly.
Assholes.
Exactly. So, one of them, like, flew in our cabin and, like, it was stuck in our curtains. Because, like, we had these, mesh sort of heavy curtains that were, like, meant for that thing. So, like, bugs would get stuck in it. Like, my sister, being the nice, a younger sister, nice soul she is, which means not very nice, but she was nice to that bug. Like, she was nicer to the bug than nicer to me. Like, she was nicer to the bug, and she, like, freed the bug out, and she took it in her hand. The wasp was like, I'm scared, but, like, thank you. And, like, back then, we joked, like, it released, like, from its ass yellow fluid. Back then, we joked about it that it beat itself.
Yeah. Also, you said wasp. It was hornet.
Hornet.
Look at how disgusting this thing is. Oh, my God. My computer can't even do it justice. It's fucking disgusting.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. It's gross. Look at this shit. Oh, my God.
I didn't know how to change the camera, so I'm just going to show you. This is how it looks.
Look at that!
It's disgusting.
Oh my, it's foul.
Ew. And like, my sister took the hornet in her hand, and like, it from fear, we joked about it back then, it from fear, it peed itself. Because it, like, it released yellow fluid. Now I know it was just releasing its venom. Like, it didn't have its stinger anymore, because I think it was lost in the curtain, I think. It broke off. And, like, it's really a small little puddle, like a small little drop. And, like, we joked about it, that it peed itself. And, like, my sister was like, ha ha ha, and she released it. And then, 10 minutes later, either another one or the same one got stuck in the curtains again. And, like, my sister was also ah. Oh. And, like, she took it out. Like, she was in awe. She, like, took it out again. This time, that thing, it didn't sting her. It bit her.
Like, oh, my God!
It bit her. And she was like, ah! Like, she shook her hand. And, like, it was so funny. Like, I laughed. My mom, we all laughed at her. Like,
oh my god.
She should have known that's gonna happen.
Oblivious, so
little sister. Yeah, that's a little poignant story. Fucking disgusting.
Oh my god.
Those things are disgusting. Ew. Gross.
Disgusting.
We could live without them. We could very much live without them.
Exactly.
Like, they are huge too. Like, they get up to 3 centimeters in length.
It's quite huge. No, thank you.
It's quite big, you know?
Yeah.
You. Oh.
Ugh.
I can't even look at it anymore. I have to close the page.
European
Why am I still looking at it? Okay.
Why were you...
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's my horn, sorry. Okay. Your turn.
Yes. So, keeping the bug theme... Actually, no, this story is kind of boring. I'm gonna go to the animal theme of this one. So, like, I live in, like, a row home, so there are, like, 5 houses that are connected, and our backyards are also connected, but...
It's pretty common.
Yeah.
It's pretty common, isn't it?
Like, but...
It's common not only in this country, but also in, like, UK.
Yeah.
Like, and all.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting. Continue.
No, it's okay. But we also have, like, neighbors that live, like, directly, like, in front of our houses. Like, they're behind a fence, but they have, like, their own house. But they're, like, not connected to the row home system. And that neighbor has chickens and, like, a bunch of... Not like, a lot of farm animals, just, like, they specifically have just, like, a lot of chickens. And I remember one time when I was a wee little lad... I look outside my window and I see that all the chickens from my neighbor's like backyard of their house have escaped. They somehow like got over the fence and they were in our front yard. Like just a bunch of chickens.
That's probably a weird sight to wake up to.
No, yeah, but the thing that made it, like, 10 times worse is that, like, the people in our row homes, almost everyone at the time had a cat. Yeah. So we were all, like, frantically, like, running around trying to get the chickens back over the fence. Like, the neighbor with the chickens, who is this really sweet old lady, she gave us, like, grains, and she was like, I'll feed the chickens.
Oh.
She's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no chickens died that day.
God.
We had this one incident where one of my neighbor's cats did break into that neighbor's fence and they did hurt one of the chickens, but the chicken didn't die.
I was gonna ask if a chicken ever, like, came in contact with a cat and perished.
Yeah, didn't perish, did come in contact, though. And the lady then reported that particular chicken is now traumatized.
So funny.
I know.
Okay. Another story of mine. Let me think about it. An animal story. Oh, this is gonna be a sad one.
Oh, no! Fuck you!
So I'm also gonna put, like, trigger warning. It's not animal cruelty. I just witnessed an animal get killed for, like, eating purposes, you know? So, like, I witnessed it, and I was, like, what, 8, 9? Like, I got traumatized. So, it was, again, on my grandma's farm. And, like, she had this one duck. Like, there were many ducks, a lot of ducks and a lot of chickens. But there was this one duck who was blind. Like, it was born blind. Like, I really liked that duck because that duck, like, when somebody sat next to it, that duck would, like, immediately go to that person and, like, try to climb in the lap, and slap in that person's lap. So, it was such a sweet duck, and, I like that duck very much because it wasn't actually mean to me. Like, we fed it, like, we were so nice to it, but he was starting to get old a bit. Like, he was already a year old, which for ducks is quite a lot, actually, to live. And, like, my grandma and then step-grandpa, he's not a blood relative, but mm-hmm. my grandma married him. He, like, with those people lived another guy. His name was Hector. And he, like, my grandma and grandpa, like, employed him more as, like, animal, as of the animal caretakers. And he, like, grandma told him that it's okay to, like, kill that duck, so... He killed the duck. I didn't see how he killed the duck, but the duck, I saw the duck dead. Dead, yeah. And, like, I saw him cut it open and take out the heart. And, like, cut the heart open. It's a sad, traumatizing story.
Why are you smiling then?
Because I smile when I'm traumatized. Like, they did later cook the duck, so it was meant for eating purposes.
Did you eat it?
Absolutely not. Grandma didn't allow us to eat duck meat. Because some of those ducks ate trash. Was around the farm. And so some of the ducks had, like, microplastics in them, so she didn't allow us to eat them. Yeah.
Nice. Jesus fucking Christ, you subject me to this shit?
it's a story, so you can't really blame me. I said trigger warning. Oh.
Fuck you.
You love me.
I do. Should I traumatize you back?
Go ahead. Bless you.
Thank you.
I traumatized you, so it's okay for you to traumatize me too.
Yeah.
But is there any trigger warnings I should, like?
Oh yeah, yeah. A pig.
Trigger what? A pig. Pig killing. Okay.
No. Trigger warning. Not a pig. A big trigger warning.
Trigger warning? What's the trigger warning about? Animal cruelty, child abuse, what is it?
It just, the death of an animal.
Death of an animal. Okay, trigger warning, death of an animal. Gonna make you sad, probably.
Oh, yes. When I was still pretty little, I think it was around fourth grade when I was in, so tiny, I was like 10. Like, our routine in our house, it was like to let the cat outside and like watch it like run around and play with the other cats, and it was all chill. And this time, my cat decided, hey, I'm gonna climb the windowsill outside and see what happens. Well,
oh, no.
He fell, broke his, like, hind leg. My father, like, took him inside, for some fucking reason, decided to lay him down next to me, and the cat was trying to, like, make biscuits on my dress that I was wearing and tried to climb into my lap. And I got so sad that my mother sent me to my room. My father took the cat to the vet, and the next morning, I, like, run excitedly downstairs, and I'm like, where's the cat? I want to see the cat. Where's our fucking cat? I want to see the cat. And my mother just goes, the cat died.
They put him down.
The cat was pretty old. Like, he was hella old.
You didn't have to do that. I'm gonna start crying now.
No, the cat's death wasn't the reason. Like, it wasn't because he fell. I think it was something to do with his heart.
Still, they put him down.
I know! How do you think I felt?
I mean, I had a similar experience, but, like, we had at my grandma's house, like, she had still an apartment back in 2017, and, like, my sister's cat, older sister's cat, lived with grandma, because she couldn't take her with her to live with her, because at first the apartment owner didn't allow pets, and then she moved to another one, and she couldn't take the cat with her. So, like, the cat ended up living with grandma, and, like, the cat... Like, we had a window open. The cat, like, we would have lived on, like, the third story or something. The cat went on, like, out, like, on the freaking, outside, like, on, out, like, to the window. It went up, and, like, sat there. I think the cat saw a bird. She jumped out.
What?
She jumped out the window. And, like, my grandma saw it, and she, like, ran down. The cat was fine. Like, she didn't... Nothing happened to her. Like, she landed on her feet. As they say, cats...
As they say.
And, like, she landed on her feet. Like, she's fine. She's fine.
Damn, bro.
So, yeah, that's... So, that's the traumatizing part of the episode. Done. No more trauma.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. That was scary. You know, grandma doesn't let her near any open windows.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Oh my god.
But I think she's grown. I think she's grown.
No jumping out the windows?
Yeah. Anyways, do you have a last story for us for today?
I can quickly come up with one. Remember one.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Cool, I'm doing it. I'm thinking real hard. let's see. Oh, okay. This one's a doozy. So, I'm gonna call this damn bitch you live like this.
Okay.
So, me and my brother have an 8-year age gap. So when he was around my age, he and his friends built, like, a fort in our backyard, like, a legit, like a shack made out of wood and, like, different materials. It was actually pretty nice, but he never let me inside because he didn't want his little baby sibling to ruin the vibes. But my neighbor once, like, snuck in because we were all, like, really close as neighbors, so we were all just, like, constantly terrorizing my brother, who was the oldest. And so she snuck in, somehow got past the lock. I still don't know how she did it, because my brother put a lock on the door. And when she, like, enters this, like, fucking shack, she just sees one of my brother's friends sleeping in there. Like, they had a couch in there. I don't know where they got the couch. I honestly do not know. And he was just sleeping on the couch. So she got so scared that she ran away.
From the friend?
Yeah. Because it was dark. They didn't have a light in there.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, she was really little at the time.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Like, keep in mind, he was, like, 16, 17 at the time. Like, we were, like, 10 or 11.
Ah, I see.
And later on, one of my other neighbors, who was a bitch... Like, she works in, like, not law enforcement, she's a judge. Mm-hmm. So she, like, ordered my brother to, like, get rid of the shack. I know. Because it was, like, on private property or some shit. But, like, no one gave a shit. Only she did. So they held a funeral, me and my brother's friends, not me, but my brother and his friends, like, held a funeral for their fucking shack. They burned it, like, they disassembled it and then burned it into a big bonfire, and they were in mourning.
I see. How sad.
I know. Sad.
Big sad. All right. That, I think, is the end for today. So thank you all for watching, for listening on whichever platform you're on. This is a video episode, so there's gonna be a video on Spotify and YouTube. On YouTube we are Deep Dive the Podcast. I'm Artie.
And I'm Marsh.
Yes. I guess have a nice day. Goodbye.
Bye.